the number one placement agency in the Los Angeles County. We're putting more people to work. We're not just putting them through the classes. We're actually finding them jobs.
Oh, really? What type of employment is available?
Well, it varies. It depends on what experience a person has. Sometimes we get them into a part-time job or entry-level job. Of course, if we have somebody that has, there's been persons that have been nurses here, so we help to get their license back, get back on track, and they might go back to being a nurse. A lot of the guys that came through here are plumbers and construction workers, and then some people just have to start at the entry level.
Yes, they just need their foot in the door, and sometimes it's hard to get that opportunity.
Yes, it is, because we work with a lot of persons that have felonies in their background, and the employers we work with know that what the people that they're working with. So before we send them, they're very honest about their history. They go into the employment knowing their background.
Okay.
They're given a chance. Some of these employers will give the population a chance.
Yes, that's good to know. When people go to Safe Refuge, is Safe Refuge usually their first attempt at becoming clean, or have the clients been to other places and just didn't find success?
That's why we ask them the treatment history. We're looking at persons, if you've been in 5 programs in the last 10 years, that's not too bad. But if you've been in 10 programs in the last 2 years, that's something to look at. I came through the program myself in 97. This is my first attempt with help. I went through another program just before I got here for detox, and I came directly here. And then you see other persons that I've been clean for 17 years, and then you see other persons that might be their 5th attempt or 6th attempt, and then they get it. Some of those first attempts might have been at the prompting of the court or their parole officer or their family, and then they come in for themselves, or they hit they go to the bottom of the scale where they're thinking, I don't want to go any farther. And those are the persons we have the most success with. Unfortunately, the people that slide down farther down the scale are the persons we have the most success with.
Okay. And what was it for you, Arthur? What made Safe Refuge, or, Substance Abuse Foundation, as it was known back then, what was it that helped you? Was it just the right timing and point in your life?
A little of everything. If there had been a couch, a bed, a car I could have stayed with, I probably would have never went to detox. And I went to detox with the intentions of not going to treatment, but then I was placed in treatment. I had a plan which wasn't very good, and I was able to look at that plan and finally decide this plan's not working. I need to get out of my area. I used with my family, brothers, sisters, nieces, and nephews, so I had to get out of the environment. And I was 39 years old. I had hit a pretty rough bottom, and I could easily go farther down. Substance Abuse Foundation was one of the few programs that would even answer my calls. And then since I did a 52-day program elsewhere, they welcomed me with open arms. And I should have been looking at maybe a 6-month waiting list, but I did something, they seen something in my interview, and they took me right in.
Yes, and how long were you in the program before?
I did a short program elsewhere. I did another 9 months here of treatment services. I stayed in sober living for a year and a half, and they finally hired me, and they knew what I was making, and they knew I had an income, so they finally told me, hey, Arthur, it's time to find your own place. I was one of those persons that kind of lingered.
So you left the nest. Oh, boy. So if someone is struggling right now with addiction, what would you say to them?
Don't be afraid to reach out for help, because until they accept help, they're probably most likely not going to get clean. It's only with help that I was able to make it.
And if someone would like to learn more about Safe Refuge, how can they do that?
They can go on our website, asaferefuge.org. And there's a lot of information on there. If they want to call me, they can call me too. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, what's your phone number?
My number is 562-987-5722. My extension is 230.
The phone number again is 562-987-5722. Extension 230. Okay, we've been speaking with Arthur Romo. He's the marketing director of Safe Refuge, and Jennifer Lundahl is the clinical services director. Arthur and Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Focus on Issues. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service of KFRN 1280 AM.
Thank you.